Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tune in sa ating usapan ngayong umaga dito sa Love Down Under dahil masaya ang ating pagkakwentuhan. Oh, nako, yan. Narinig nyo na po ba ang term na third wheel, mga kababayan? So, sa mga hindi pa, kung alam nyo sa tricycle, hindi ba?
timing,
di ba? Di ba, pag yung pangatlong gulong, siya yung sumusuporta dun sa dalawang gulong ng tricycle. So, kung nakasakay na kayo ng tricycle, yung isa, importante rin yung role niya para umandar yung sasakyan. So, yan yung third wheel. But when it comes to the relationship naman po, ang third wheel, yung isa siya sa mga extra na tao na sumasama sa inyong mga dates or sumasama sa inyong mga lakad. Hindi ko alam, iba-iba yung dahilan kung bakit may mga isinasamang third wheel or bakit may mga nagiging third wheel. Mamaya aalamin natin yung mga reasons na yan at iba't ibang roles na mga yan. Pero isa rin sa mga term na ginagamit nila for third wheel noong araw daw ay chaperone.
Wow, okay. So ano ba to? More of like taga-bit-bit din. Na parang, alam mo, may narinig ako nag-third wheel na ganito. Ha? Sinama ako ng best friend ko sa date ng jowa nila.
Okay.
Nung nando na, ang sabi, upo ka lang dyan, kakain kami.
Oh, so you just sit there? Wala
yeah. Na? Yeah. Oh, parang ganun. Parang, wait for us outside dun sa restaurant. We'll just eat inside. Hindi mo lang siya nilibre and all that.
Oh. My.
Chaperone, sabi mo eh.
Bantay. Taga-bantay lang talaga. But, I know, kapag sinabi naman kasing chaperone, ang madalas is the parents ang nagbabantay. So, they look after dun sa mga chikiting or dun sa mga nagdadalaga and binata nila na kids na lumalabas or binabantayan talaga nila kung sino yung mga kasama. So, yun yung mga chaperone. Ikaw ba na-experience mo, Papa Dan, na magkaroon na ng chaperone when you are growing up? Oh, okay. So,
pero hindi. Pero yung pag-third wheel, kung yun na yung tanong natin, many times, kahit nun sa Pinas pa lang, no? Okay. I think I enjoy it. Ako pa yung inaaya. I think the company, no? And I enjoy na parang, hindi naman ako part ng relationship kasi hindi naman ako nakikigulo. But, right. You know, I enjoy going out with them. Parang ganun. I feel na, like, yung friendship talaga, parang part nun. So, okay lang sa akin, ewan ko sa kanila. But
pero kung ikaw ang inaya, that means that it's okay with them kasi ikaw yung ginusto nila. But right now, isa pa rin sa mga pag-uusapan natin, makakakwentuhan natin ang isa nating kababayan, also a musician, and maraming experience pagdating sa third wheeling. Ito, napakilala na natin ang ating guest for today. Isa siyang millennial, sa mga kababayan na nakikinig, millennial and a rapper na unti-unting pinapakilala rin ang sarili niya sa industriya ng musika dito sa Australia at iba't ibang bahagi pa ng bansa. At siya ay galing ng New Zealand, pinanganak sa Pilipinas, pero lumipat ng iba't ibang mga bansa at ngayon ay dito siya dinala ng kanyang mga paa at musika sa Australia. Let's all welcome Jeremiah Raylo!
Welcome!
Hey,
what's up? What's up? How's it going? Jeremiah Raylo here, fresh from New Zealand, as Edinel has mentioned, but pasensya na po kung nag-i-English at Tagalog. I'm like kinda I kinda go back and forth between the languages just cause
all good.
Yeah, that's all right. So ang bahalaga na iintindihan mo, you understand
yes,
Tagalog, right?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
Awesome. So, hindi kami magno-nose ni Papa.
Pa
I have tissues here if you just joking.
Ayun, but thank you very much, Jeremiah, for your time and ready to share drop some bars, maybe your chocolate. We've
yes.
been watching like the videos. Nasa isip ko na yung mga bars na chocolate, and you're being proud of being a Filipino. And that's really good.
100%.
Ngayon, pag-uusapan din natin, paano nga ba itong si Jeremiah na napaka-sweet naman na papasabak sa mga date ng kanyang mga kaibigan?
Third wheel. Yeah. Parang hindi namin ma-imagine, parang ikaw dapat yung nasa gitna. But anyway... can you tell us about your experience being a third wheel? Sometimes, alam mo, fifth right. wheel pa yan. Minsan, seventh wheel.
Depende kung gano'ng karami yung friends mo grabe na taken or in a relationship that you go out with.
Third wheel. Third wheel. Do you remember your first experience being a
third
wheeler?
I would say I'm an expert.
Okay.
Wow. Third wheel.
Got here.
Unfortunately, I didn't choose the third wheel life. The third wheel life chose me.
So, yes, all right. Okay.
Good on you.
Elementary school. I wasn't really the most popular kid in the year group. There's always all these other guys, more handsome, more cuter, and the girls. That's what they think. And so I would be friends with those guys, and I'd find myself a lot of the times, either with a couple or like two couples and then Jeremiah in the middle of
there. Jeremiah is there.
And like I've always wondered as well, like why am I the only one that's always like this? Like and so I feel like, I don't know, maybe that's just how it was meant to be when I was in elementary school, just the wing. Oh,
even
man,
in grade
the,
school. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro.
So yeah, that's why I was like, yeah, I think I'm an expert at and being the third wheel. But I don't know. I think in a way I kinda found myself, I guess, to some extent, like, you know what, let's just ride with it. Let's just go with it. Like I don't have anybody. It'll happen one time.
Other set rules, like, lalo na ngayon, like, medyo tumanda na, diba? Medyo mature na. Okay, you go out with your, like, friends, like, couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys talk about, this is actually the sort of, like, guidelines in a way, or it's more of, like, feel na lang, or, kasi, to avoid the awkwardness, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
How do you go about that? Mm.
Well, that's the thing. I think sometimes we, it's not even, like, planned. Like, we just, like, well, properly kind of, like, communicated in a way, like, you know, like, we don't kind of, like, sit down before a group hangout with myself and that couple and be like, hey, these are the boundaries. These are the things that needs to be brought up or can't be brought. Like, we don't do it. Like, it's like, yo, Jeremiah, do you want to go to Starbucks?
Yeah.
Sit down. Let's have a chat. I'll say yes because I'm used to this kind of thing. But usually we just go with it and then just see how things unfold. And if things do get awkward, fortunately, we're going to have to see what we can do. Improv, if you know that's what you call it, as much as we can. But
yeah, but with that, I want to know, what are the roles of a third wheel on a date?
Okay.
So based on your experience, tell us maybe top three or top five roles that you've...
Okay. So I've got a best friend. And I was fortunate enough to be a part of his love life, even till today.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of girlfriends, and I was there through his whole experience. And when I say I was there, I literally mean I was there when they were going out and having a date. And so I'll start with this one story. So I'm pretty much best friends with this girl, and also obviously best friends with my guy friend. And when they got together, they would invite me to, like, let's say, you know, Jeremiah, come and watch a movie with us. So,
okay.
It's just me and the two of them. So they're both my best friends, but I also know that they're both, you know,
into each other,
you know, and so when they get cuddly and I'm just kind of like on, like, sitting on the right side, like I see, you know, my buddy's arm going around.
Yep.
And then I'm thinking, so what should I, you know, what should I do?
What do you do?
Like, that's, I'm just like, do I put my arm around, like, you know, like, I just, it gets awkward. And then I think it depends all the time on the girl. It actually depends on the girl, the experience or the role that I get to play. And in that situation, I was the, I would say, kind of like the extra presence. So if they need something extra, Jeremiah is there to provide that. So like, yo, Jeremiah, do you remember, like, this and that? I was like, yeah. And they're like, cool. And then they go back to themselves.
Just to add you to the conversation.
So I'm just the backup. I'm the backup. I'm the icebreaker.
Yeah.
Another time, same guy, he had another girlfriend. This time his girlfriend was a little bit more, I guess, inclusive.
Okay.
I think what was happening was she was talking to me a lot more than she was talking to him. That was becoming awkward for my best friend, because I'm like, yo, like, this is my best friend. Like, I understand, like, my role is to, you know, kind of like just hang out, but it's turning into like
the tension is now.
So the role, I guess, that I had to play in that situation was to just, I guess, be some sort of like mediator, balance out type of thing. So I'm in the hangout, but I can't also be fully and then hang out.
So it's not that easy as we think that you just hang out with these couples and then do you get free food as well and you hang out with them?
That's the perks of being a third wheel. You know what? I don't have money today. Let me third wheel today and get some of that free food.
It's good, no? Parang win-win situation. You know, just to add to what he said, na parang icebreaker ka nga. Minsan kasi nagiging awkward din yung couple, no? Minsan baka
mag-away
pa.
Especially if they just met each other, di ba? Hindi pa naman.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. So his role, third wheel, from wingman to like ultimate, like kasama na third wheel, I think maraming benefits din pala talaga.
Do you also take their photos, look after their bags?
Goodness, yes, yep. I am the butler, I am the photographer, I am the support. Like I feel like one of the things that I've done for my best friend was to pretty much even like while they were having a conversation, I just had to kind of like I guess take photos from here, take photos from them. Like, oh, is that okay? Yeah, yeah, that's fine. You just keep doing what you're doing. Like, I'll back up and like keep doing that again and again and again. Yeah, I feel like I have been the support role for quite some time. So, yeah, and I've been a photographer for my friend during his dates and a bit of that. Yeah, here and there.
That could be on your resume. Official third wheel.
For hire or something like my service.
You can earn from that.
Oh my goodness. Ayan, nako, napapasarap ang ating kwentuhan dito ngayong umaga, Edinel. And marami pa tayong malalaman, syempre, tungkol sa mga kwento ni Jeremiah. At syempre, ang kanyang musika din, ating pag-uusapan sa ating pagbabalik. Malaman natin, baka may naisulat na siyang song about, you know, being a third wheel, or kung hindi pa, baka this is the time he might be considering na gumawa niya. Nako, babalikan po natin ang ating masayang kwentuhan ngayong pong Sabado ng umaga dito sa Love Down Under sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.